Shyamala comes to it is, friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yisod that there are, that the bracha is given through the Levim and the six shvatim that say amen and stand on the mountain. And the klala cannot be given through people. So the bracha, the varech al amahar grizim, Shimon Levi Yudhi Sachi Yosef Binyam. That's the varech as Yisrael, they're blessing the Jewish people. Ve'eli yamdu ala klala, they can't actually give a curse. They don't have the power to curse. So yamdu ala klala, they're going to stand there when there is a klala. But the klala is coming from Shemayim. That's Har Evel. That's Reuven Garash's womb of Naphtali. And that's the Yerushalmi, that the Kol Ram is B'Kol HaSharam with the Kol of Hashem. Because human beings don't have the power to curse, at least not here. That's only Hashem. The Baracha is given through the people. Eli Yamdu Levarech, as opposed to Eli Yamdu Ala Klal. The ones actually blessing are the Jews. The blessing is coming through the Jews, whereas the klala is not. It's coming Ali Dei Hashem. Me'ata, now we understand what we see in this parsha, what we had asked in the previous shir, that there was only a mention of the aruchim, aru this and aru that, when they're standing at Har Gerizim and Har Ebal. Where are the baruchs? No baruchs. Aru eishaya sepesu masecha, etc. Sambasaser vanar kolam amrami. Aror makla avi v'imoy v'omar kolam amrami. Alazachin. Hello, where is the bracha? It's a good question. And the answer is that since the Ikar Psukim are talking about v'anu alavim v'amru al kol yishisru al kol ram, so that's what the pasuk starts with. So what is that referring to? The klala. Because what's chalai de alavim without eli yamdu ala bracha, eli yamdu ala klala, we said. The varich, but ala klala. Meaning this is chal, Hashem makes it chal through the levim, but not through the Jews standing on the mountain. So since the pasuk says Vanar Levim Varmul Kol Yisrael Kol Ram, and this what's chal through the Levim Kol Ram Kol Shel Ram the Kol of Hashem, but not through the people, is the klala, not the bracha, because only the klala is chal through the Levim and Hashem, Hashem through the Levim, but not the bracha. The bracha is chal through the people, the Levim and the people saying Amen. Since it's going on the pasuk of Vanal Vimrola Kol Yisrael Kol Ram, only the klalas are mentioned, which stems beautifully with what we said in the previous share. And it emerges according to this. That it says, Elu Yamdu Ala Bracha, Nemar Adavar Bereisha Parsha. This was said at the beginning of the parsha, Elu Yamdu Ala Bracha. Uvezen Istayma Parashat HaBrachot. And with this, we conclude the parasha of the brachas. And then comes the parasha of the klalas. Ve'eli yamdu ala klala. And then there's the hemshech of anu alavim, etc. kol ram. In other words, the klalas ala de anias halavim b'kol ram. The parasha b'kol ram is their kol ram. And on that comes the hemshech of this parsha that we're talking only about klala, the 11 aruchim that are said in the continuation of the parsha. And the whole parsha of the brachas was all expressed in Elu Yamdu Levareches Yisrael. And then the brachas, as written in the Torah, are completed. That's it. That's the end of the parsha of the brachas. And that's why it wasn't explained in the pasuk. Asich letchom et haparasha. You have to make a tchum. Eli Yamdu Levareches Yisrael, finished. And now you have the klal, the parsha of klal. And with this we can explain what requires great explanation, understanding, in the book of Joshua, in the 8th chapter, in the 33rd and 34th verse. V'chol Yisrael v'zkeinu v'shaltu v'shaltu v'lomim mizeh mizeh l'aron neged ha'kohen. Neged ha'kohanim ha'levim nosei aron bris Hashem, k'ger, k'ezrach, chetzer o'mul ha'grizim, chetzer o'mul ha'evo, kasher tziv v'moshe eved Hashem, v'varech es Yisrael b'rishayna, v'acharei chayn, k'arez kol divrei ha'torah, ha'bracha v'ha'klola, k'chol ha'kosuv b'sefer ha'torah. All Israel, stranger and citizen alike, their elders, officials, magistrates stood on either side of the Aron, facing the Kohanim, Shevet Levi, who carried Aron Bris Hashem. The Kohanim HaLevim, as the Matzudas David says, the Kohanim B'nei Levi, Asher Amdu Im Aron B'emtza V'amru Abracha V'Aklala, half of them faced Har Gerizim, and half of them faced Har Evel. As Moshe, the Eved Hashem, had commanded them of old, had commanded them to bless the Jewish people in order to bless the Jewish people. And after that, he read all the words of the teaching, the Bracha and the Klala, just as it is written in the Sefer Torah. Malbim writes, and what it says in Pasuk Lamed Daled, "V'charechein, kol ha'atz kol divrei ha'Torah, bracha v'aklala, kol ha'kasuv v'sefer ha'Torah." This is referring to Yehoshua, who read the brachos and the arurim that are in the parasha, "Vayim shemo atishma, vayim lo sishma." It's not talking about our parasha; it's talking about a different parasha. Vayim sish, vayim sishma, shema tishma, vayim lo sishma. And l'chora, this is muchrach. Because if it's referring to the brachas and the klalas in our parsha, what does it mean when it says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel? On which it says afterwards that v'acharei kein kala is called divrei ha'Torah bracha v'aklala. How can it say in Pasuk Lamed Gimel that B'chol Yisrael Omdu Mizeh Umizeh, etc., Kager Ka'ezrach, Chetzi Omul Har Grizim, V'chetzi Omul Har Evol, as Hashem Moshe, as Moshe, Eved Hashem was commanded to bless the Jewish people originally. So it was already done. The blessing was already given. So what's Pasuk Lamed Daled? What's added in Pasuk Lamed Daled that wasn't already said in Pasuk Lamed Gimel? So the answer is that Yehoshua read the brachos and the arurim in the parasha Vayim Tishma Tishma Vayim Lo Tishma. So first we have what it says in our parasha, and then weiter we have what it says in the future parasha in Perek Chof Ches, that if you listen, you're going to get all these brachas, and if you don't listen, then you're going to get all these klalos, chas v'shalom. But if that's true, And that it says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel is what it says in our parsha. So how does it only say the brachas? There are also klalos in the parsha. Because what does it say in Pasuk Lamed Gimel? Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says, B'chol Yisrael, etc. L'kasher tziva Moshe Eved Hashem L'varech es Yisrael Barishayna. To bless the Jewish people originally. So we see that it's talking only about the bracha. Where's the klala? Again, Pasuk Lamed Dalet is talking about the later parsha. Ve'em shor tishma lo tishma. The Pasuk Lamed Gimel is talking about our parsha. In our parsha is a bracha and a klala. So how can it only say in this Pasuk Lamed Gimel only mention the bracha? In the Yerushalmi in Sota 7:4, we see Lehedya, that it says in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vachrecha in Kara, is referring to the klalos and brachas of our parsha. So we definitely have a question. What do we need Pasuk Lamed Dalet for? Freddy says in a Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the very pasuk doesn't make sense. It says Asher Kasher Tziva Moshe Eved Hashem Levarech Es Yisrael Barishayna, as Moshe, the servant of Hashem, had commanded them originally in order to bless the Jewish people. So we see that this is a reason for what it says at the beginning of the pasuk. V'chol Yisrael Muskena V'shotrav V'shotrav V'shotrav. So the sefer of the pasuk, as Moshe Hashem commanded to bless the Jewish people originally, is a reason for the resh of the pasuk, of the Jewish people standing. Six on this side, six on that side, with the Aaron in the middle. What does that have to do with Levarech Es Yisrael Barishona? What does it mean, Levarech Es Yisrael Barishona? What does the word Barishona mean? In Pashas, Barishona means first. At first you give the Jewish people the Baracha. I translated it originally. Why do you have to say originally? That word is B'chalmi Yutar. In the translation I have in front of me here, it says, as Hashem commanded them of old. Of old, like in old times. What does it have to say that for? It says, Hashem commanded Moshe, as Moshe commanded them. Of course, it was in the past. So maybe Barishona means, Levarech Es Ha'am Yisrael Barishona, the first to give the bracha and then to give the klala. What does first giving the bracha and then giving the klala have to do with them standing six here and six there? And also the expression in the pasuk, Levarech Es Ha'am Yisrael Barishon. Sounds like somebody, excuse me, doesn't know how to speak Hebrew. You would say Levarech Es Ha'am Yisrael, Lo Es Ha'am Yisrael. You don't see that expression in the Torah. What's Shah the Baruch Es Ha'am Yisrael? What's this Hei idea? So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. That since the Baruchas Achal through the six Shvatim alone, that's the Xeris HaKasu. So here it says in the Pasuk, in Yoshua, that the Yisod, that the Jewish people, split up, half in Har Grizim and half in Har Evel, is because the Baruchas Achal through half. If the brachas would be chal only through the Levim, or only through Yisrael, there'd be no reason to split them up half here, half there. In other words, it is said as a hemshech of the pasuk. First it says, half this, half Harevel, half Hargrizim, that the reason of chetzi chetzi is, kasher tziva Moshe Eved Hashem Levarech Es Ha'am Yisrael Barishona. It doesn't mean that the bracha is Rishona the klala. Doesn't mean that the bracha precedes the klala. What it means is, kasher tziva, Rishona, in other words, the tzivui, and the bracha was Rishona. not that the bracha will be first, but the tzivui on the bracha will be first, was first. And then was the tzivui on the klala, because the bracha comes to the Jewish people, and this was said first. And it's not the same mahalach as the klalos that came through the Levim, Kol Ram, which weren't chal for the Jewish people. And since that's the mahalach of bracha, of the brachas, that they come through the Jewish people, and through six Shvatim alone, that's why I had six on this side, six on that side. And that's why all the Jewish people weren't together, because the brachas were chal through the six Shvatim, so therefore they had to separate from the other six Shvatim. That's what it means when it says Rishayna, that the tzivui on the bracha was first, and then was the tzivui on the klala. In other words, the tzivui on the bracha was different than the tzivui on the klala. It wasn't the same tzivui. First you had a tzivui on the bracha, that's through the Jewish people, and then you have a tzivui on the klala, which is not through the Jewish people, that's through the Avanu Alavim Kol Ram, like we explained in the previous year. So that's why they're split up six and six. So the Seifa is explaining the Reisha. The Seifa that says, is there a reason for the Reisha? As Moshe, Eved Hashem, commanded the Jewish people, Barishayna to first give the bracha, so the bracha to give them the klalos, and that's why it says the Reisha of the Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk, that we split them up six and six. And now we can also explain what it says, Levareches Ha'am Yisrael. What's this Lashon of Levareches Ha'am Yisrael? Based on what we said, the Iker intention of the Pasuk here is not on the Misbarchin, El Al HaMivarchin, Sheyesh Lam Koach HaBracha. In other words, because they're Am Yisrael, and not Stam and Am, they're Ha'am Yisrael, they are the nation. That's what gives them the Koach HaBracha. As we explained, the Bracha comes through them, the Klala comes through the Levim, Kol Ram. The Bracha comes through Am Yisrael, Ha'am Yisrael. And that's why they have to be Chetz Yom Mikan v'Chetz Yom Mikan. So that's what it says in the Pasuk, that Kasher Tziva Moshe Eved Hashem V'Varech is Ha'am Yisrael Barishona. They're split up six and six because the bracha is different than the klala. The bracha was said first. It's coming through the Jewish people. And then the klala, which is coming through the Levim Kol Ram. So it's true that the Levim are involved here, but the Baracha is coming mikoach Ha'am Yisrael. And that's why we have this din of Chetzi Chetzi. So the Pasuk Lamed Gimel is an Hakdama and a Biur. So Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Pasuk Lamed Gimel is telling us they're 50-50, Chetzio Chetzio, because the Klala is coming, the Baracha is coming through Ha'am Yisrael, through that special nation, whereas the klala is not. And in that it is in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Achreichen Karas Kol Divrei HaTorah Hazot HaBracha VaHaKlala. In other words, the bracha and the klala that were said here in the parasha. So that's why it splits up bracha and klala. It was one kriya of bracha and klala, but the different yesod, because the bracha is coming through the Jewish people, and the klala isn't. And that's what we saw in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, we saw they were split up 50-50, because the bracha is different than the klala. First was commanded, the bracha was commanded, which is different than the klala. And that's why it says, Ha'am Yisrael Barishona. And that's all said as a Hakdama. So Pasuk Lamed Gimel is explaining, and that's why it says, Kasher Tziva Moshe Eved Hashem Levarech Es Am Yisrael Barishona. It's only the Bracha. It's six and six, because the Bracha is different than the Klala. That's all a Hakdama. That's explaining the difference between the Bracha and the Klala, the Chetzi Chetzi. And then comes the La Pasuk Lamed Dalet when it actually happens. And then he read the Bracha and the Klala. So, but now we understand from Pasuk Lamed Gimel the Bracha and the Klala were different. The bracha is coming through Am Yisrael and the klala is not. So now, like the Malbim wanted to say that it's talking about the bracha and the klala later, pasuk chavcha and parsha in perek chavches. No, it's talking about the bracha and the klala here. Even though only the klala is mentioned in the Torah, but there's also bracha said, like we see in Chazal. And that we said that levarach Hashem Yisrael barishona, to bless them first. The first comes the bracha and then comes the klala. So Rashi says, lahakdim brachas laklalas. Then you're makdim the bracha to the klala. Because they're two separate things. The bracha is different than the klala. The bracha comes through Am Yisrael and the klala doesn't. So as we explained, they were given the different sivuyim. There's a different sivuy for the bracha than the klala. Because the bracha is through the Am and the klala is not. And that it says in the pasuk, El Mul, Har Grizim. El Mul, why El Mul? Why not on the actual mountain? So Radak explains that they stood on the slope. So it doesn't say the actual mountain, but rather El Mul, opposite. Now, Siyata Dishmaya, we have a beautiful mahalach in this parasha. We saw that the bracha is given in the klalos. Bracha is dwelt through the am, klalos not, through the unwalavim, but kol shel ram. That's why it says eliyamdu al haklala, as opposed to eliyamdu levarichas Yisrael. The actual bracha is given by the shvatim, with levim the shvatim, whereas the klalos is to stand there for the klala, but it's not actually coming through them. And we explained the Sukkim in Yehoshua, which seem to be repetitive, but they're really not. The Pasuk Lamed Gimel is a Hakdama to Pasuk Lamed Dalet. It's telling us that they split up, and that the Bracha is first, because the Bracha Zimna and the Klala, and then it gets to what was actually done, that the Bracha and the Klala were given, which is one Kriya. It's one calling out of a Bracha and a Klala, but be so them, they're different, as we saw in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. The Hadvarim Smechim u'mesamchim u'me'irim kesapirim Baruch Hashem. Just one issue that has to be clarified. It says V'achrecha in Kara, who's Kara Yoshua? Why does Yoshua have to read the Parsha? The Levim are reading it, and Am Yisrael on the mountain, like it says in the Torah. Why Yehoshua? Where does Yehoshua come in here? And so that's discussed by the Mefarshim. And please God, I hope that in a future shiur, we will talk more about that. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.